Welcome back into the program. It's another Friday, and we are coming to the end of another week. 2 weeks in front of college football season now. We're almost there. We can see it. In fact, next week, we might as well just declare it. Next Friday when we do the show, we might as well just declare it. College football season. Have a gavel in here and just bang it. Say, college football season is upon us, because it will be, basically. David Sears is with us, as he is every Friday. We're going to preview the SEC West today. Last week, we talked about the East. A lot of talk about Georgia, South Carolina, and possibly a surprise coming out of that division. Well, this is the division, though, Sears, that has pretty much owned college football the last couple of years. Alabama won the national championship last year, preceded by Auburn the year before, preceded by Alabama again 2 years ago, and then, of course, LSU won in 07 and 03. So the SEC West has had a stranglehold on college football. And don't forget, there was one point late in the season last year that had LSU number one, Alabama number two, and Arkansas number three, which is unprecedented in the BCS rankings to have three teams from the same division. Here we go again, though. Teams are loaded in the SEC West coming into 2012.
This SEC West is probably one of the strongest groups we've seen in a while. I know a lot of people are down on Arkansas because of the loss of Bobby Petrino, and I know that a lot of people are wondering the impact of Tyrann Mathieu's departure will have on that LSU defense, but they both have enough talent there that they can carry on. Paul Petrino is a good coordinator. I think he'll be able to carry on his brother's offensive vision, and if Arkansas can somehow manage to get a defense that can stop the run, and last season in the Cotton Bowl, they held Kansas State to 80-something yards rushing, and they are a predominantly running team. So it looks like they may be getting it together. That could be troublesome for Alabama and LSU for their visit to Fayetteville. LSU, of course, a very dominant team, a lot of talent coming back. Looks like they finally got the quarterback situation straightened out with Mettenberger, and he'll be able to help them become a solid team. They just, of course, need to develop some big play wide receivers. And then Alabama, if that secondary can come together, and they'll be tested against a scrambling quarterback who likes to just run around until the defensive assignments break down with Denard Robinson, if they can just stick to their assignments and not mess up the play calling, they should be able to get off to a good start and have a pretty big challenge first. So that offensive side of Alabama, they'll of course have to replace Trent Richardson, but they've got a host of running backs there. And, they've just got so much going for them. Those three, you have to say, will probably end up in – one of those three will end up not only in Atlanta, but also down in Miami.
Yeah, well, starting with the obvious, Alabama and LSU, those, like you said, those two are at the top again this year coming into the season. And Alabama has a pretty challenging schedule to a degree. They play Arkansas in Fayetteville. Of course, they start with Michigan in Arlington, Texas. They play at Missouri, at Tennessee, at LSU. Those are not, none of them will be easy. And then, of course, they host Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss inside the conference. So I would say Alabama's tougher games are going to be on the road. Does that present enough problems to keep the Tide from going undefeated or reaching Atlanta this year? Do you think Alabama won't do it?
Well, right now I think Alabama only has one loss, one true loss. I think it's going to be at LSU. Other than that, I think they'll be able to win in Arlington, win in Fayetteville, win in Columbia. I don't really see them struggling too much with Tennessee. I think Tennessee would be able to play them close for a half. But the only true loss I see them having on the road would be LSU, and I think that'll be another close game, Baton Rouge. But of their five road games, per se, I only see one that will be troublesome.
LSU goes to Auburn. They go to Florida. Those are their opening two conference games of the season. They host South Carolina. They go to Texas A&M. They have an off week before hosting Alabama. They host Mississippi State and Ole Miss before going to Fayetteville to end the year playing Arkansas. They lost, of course, Tyrann Mathieu. We discussed it on last week's program. He is not a part of LSU's team this year, and he will not be. So, and some people have changed their national championship predictions from putting LSU in the game to removing LSU from the game. I know Kirk Herbstreit did, several others I you know, if I were to put LSU in my national championship game, I wouldn't let Tyrann Mathieu affect it. I just don't think that it's that big of a deal. How about you? And do you see LSU potentially losing another game besides Alabama this year?
I think LSU's going to have some trouble with South Carolina, but that probably be the only other game I could see them losing besides Alabama is South Carolina, because they've got so much coming back there on South Carolina's defense and that offense that has Connor Shaw and hopefully a healthy Marcus Lattimore. But I don't really see much giving LSU trouble. I say that now, of course, and they could completely fall apart. But this is Les Miles, and he's a mad hatter. He's a genius, and he just seems to have stuff fall in his lap.
Well, they handled adversity very well last year. Of course, if you remember, they had the bar fight with Jordan Jefferson before the season. He was suspended for part of the season, and, of course, that was a tumultuous thing. You're talking about one of the leaders there. Of course, Jefferson was expected to start the entire year, and that threw that into turmoil. And then, of course, with Thurald Simon, Tyrann Mathieu, Spencer Ware suspended for that Auburn game, there was also some turmoil around that. They handled that well. So judging by last year, LSU has handled adversity, whatever it is, very, very well.
LSU, it has been quite impressive how Les Miles has been able to handle adversity. And this is, I know Tyrann Mathieu is a big loss on special teams, but defensively, he was shown to be a liability in the championship game when they were throwing stuff over his head and they were putting him in situations where he was going against taller wide receivers. So he was probably going to become a defensive liability due to his height. But when he was playing that ball hawking position where it was basically go to the ball, he was fine. But when they put him in coverage, he started struggling. So I think that in the long run, this will actually benefit LSU for getting a taller corner in there, a little bit more athletic corner. But I think when you look at the special teams disadvantage, it will hurt them a little bit because he was a heck of a playmaker that way.
Looking at Ole Miss, as they come in, everybody has them at the bottom of the SEC West this year. They have Texas. They play them at home. That's going to be a tough game. They go to Alabama. They host Auburn and Texas A&M. They are playing Arkansas in Little Rock. They go to Georgia, hosting Vanderbilt. They go to Baton Rouge to play LSU, and then, of course, host Mississippi State at the end of the year. I don't know what to make of Hugh Freeze as a head coach, and I don't know that we can determine that after this first year. However, there are going to be some chances for him to pull some surprise games and, you know, perhaps beat somebody he's not supposed to this year as the head coach of Ole Miss. What do you see from the Rebel or Blackbeards or whatever they are this year?
The Rebel Blackbeards, I think, will be an improved team, but they're having trouble with the receiving core catching on the offense. And Hugh Freeze is a precise passing game, and if your receivers aren't catching on, that's going to hurt your precise passing game. So the precision that was required for his offense will need to be catched on or caught on a lot quicker because they're 2 weeks away from the season. We're still hearing reports from camp about that. And unless they can catch on with that, that offense is going to be in shambles and will be taken apart rather quickly. Their non-conference schedule is actually pretty decent, but I don't think they'll be able to improve upon their record much. Maybe go 1-7 or 6 in the SEC this year. Maybe catch State. Maybe catch Vanderbilt. But I don't see Ole Miss doing much better this year. I think maybe a 5-7, 4-8 type record for the Rebel Black Bears this year.
And of course, Auburn. They open up with Clemson and Atlanta. 3 weeks later, they host LSU, and then after an off week, they host Arkansas. They go to Ole Miss. They go to Vanderbilt. They host Texas A&M. They host Georgia, and then, of course, they end the season by going to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. It seems like a reasonable schedule for Auburn. A lot of good teams in there, but most of the tougher games are at home. Do you see Auburn? How do you judge their season? What do you think they'll do?
Well, Auburn will need to have their quarterback situation ironed out. Kyle Frazier looks to be the lead dog going into camp, and he probably will have a long rope before he gets pulled. But Quinn Mosley, they keep saying his shoulder's better. They keep saying his shoulder's better, but we haven't actually been able to see it take a pounding.
No.
When he gets in a real game situation. Their running back situation looks all right, but we're going to have to find out from Gene Chizik if he can actually do a decent season without Cam Newton. With Cam Newton, he's 14-0. Without Cam Newton, he's 16-10. And 8-5, 14-0, 8-5. That's not exactly a great way to go. Now, if he comes back with the 14-0 this year, he'll silence some of his critics, but he needs to find a way to get over the 7-win hump in the regular season. That defense looks to be improving under Van Gorder, but I don't know how far they'll come along this first game when they're going against an explosive team like Clemson. So it should be a very interesting year on the Plains to find out what this Auburn team is made of, what this coaching staff is made of, and if they are going to be able to be a legitimate threat in the SEC, or if they're just going to be middle tier of the SEC that plays the upper tier teams close.
And I think we're going to have to find out from Dan Mullen if Mississippi State, under his watch, is ever going to beat a team from the SEC West that is not named Ole Miss. The second week of the year, they host Auburn. They have Kentucky on the road and Tennessee at home from the East. But they go to Tuscaloosa in late October. They host Texas A&M. That could be a potential win for them. They go to Baton Rouge to play LSU. They host Arkansas. And then, of course, they end the year with Ole Miss. I do think they'll beat someone not named Ole Miss this year from the SEC West. I don't know who it'll be, but I just kind of have that feeling. And I think Mississippi State is in store for another decent season. I think they're really on the upswing right now.
Mississippi State has a lot going for them, but that, as you said, they need to beat somebody from the SEC West that is not Ole Miss. So they're going to have to come to Tuscaloosa this year, so I don't see them doing well there. They also have to go to Baton Rouge. I don't see it there. But I could see them getting Auburn at home, and I could see them possibly getting Arkansas, but Dan Mullen's going to need to step up his game. He's taken them to a New Year's Day Bowl, and then last year they where'd they go to? The Music City Bowl, and they won that. So he's 2-0 in bowl games, which is important, but he's going to need to do something there, and he's going to need to make that team a lot better than they actually are. He still needs to get that quarterback situation straightened out. I believe Russell's the favorite right now with that competition, but Mississippi State always seems to be close, but no cigar. And he's going to have to do something to break on through that barrier, that glass ceiling that seems to be holding back the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
He does indeed. And here, of the two new entries to the conference this year, Texas A&M, I think, is going to have the most brutal time in year one. They have Florida in week two. That's going to be a tough game. Arkansas in week five, they have that one at home. They travel to Ole Miss. They have LSU at home, but that's not going to benefit them much. They go to Auburn to play Auburn. They have Mississippi State in Starkville, Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Wow, that's a 3 week in a row run of going to Auburn, to Starkville, and to Tuscaloosa, and then they end the year with Missouri and College Station. I think Texas A&M is going to struggle to make a bowl game this year. I could be wrong, but I just don't see bright horizons in year one for Kevin Sumlin and Texas A&M in the SEC.
I don't see them struggling too much. I don't think it'll be a great season for Texas A&M. I think I have them 7-5 overall. I think they'll be able to upset Florida early, which will be a big blow to Florida's confidence when Florida comes to College Station, but that brutal finale to the schedule I think will definitely hurt them. I think they'll probably finish 7-5. I could see them maybe catching somebody. I think they get Alabama right after LSU, so if Alabama is a little down after the LSU game, or if they're a little beat up, I could see them maybe giving Alabama some problems. But I think overall Texas A&M will lose probably Arkansas, LSU. That Auburn game is up in the air, so they could probably, that could go either way. I definitely see him losing to Alabama. I definitely see him losing to Missouri. So right now, 7-5, 8-4, I don't think it'd be too bad, but I think Missouri will probably do about the same thing, so it'll be a wash as to which team had the better inaugural season in the SEC.
Well, I have LSU winning the SEC West and punching its ticket to Atlanta to play South Carolina. I think that'll be the SEC championship game, and I think LSU will win that game. Your prediction, I have that, by the way, mine is just based on the fact that I think LSU will beat Alabama in that one game by virtue of it being at Tiger Stadium. What do you see for the SEC West outcome?
I also have LSU. I think LSU will go undefeated this year. I think they're playing very motivated football this year to avenge what happened in the championship game. I have them going 12-0, and I have them playing Georgia. I think Georgia will benefit again from that weak schedule, and they will probably lose to South Carolina. And South Carolina, albeit the better team, will probably have two losses to LSU and Arkansas. But if LSU can do what they did last year, and if they can do better than they did last year with a decent quarterback like Zach Mettenberger, they'll be able to just go on to the national championship. So I really like LSU this year. I really think they're going to win the SEC and make right everything that went wrong for them last year.
Next week, we will give our national championship predictions, Sears and I will, so you don't want to miss that, as that'll be our final show before the first week of college football. Then, of course, the following Friday after next week, we will get into strict game week talk, and we'll talk about the games in week one. But great stuff as always, Sears.
Thank you very much, Bunny. You have a great weekend.
Everyone out there, have a great weekend. We will see you next week.